We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, as we get ready for some summer travel, everybody wants in on it, and that's whether or not you've got the funds to do so. We're joined by Ted Rossman now, senior industry analyst at Bankrate. Ted, thanks so much for the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you guys were looking at debt when it comes to summer vacation, and if people are willing to take it on, what'd you guys find?
We found that a little over half of Americans are planning summer vacations. That seemed a little low to me, but among those travelers, 36% are willing to go into debt. I think that's problematic just because credit card rates are near record highs. The average is 20.71%, and credit card balances are already at records. I don't want to tell people they can't have any fun, but, you know, I do think the message here is travel responsibly. You know, maybe that means setting a good budget and setting money aside every paycheck between now and the summer, or maybe it means taking advantage of rewards points and miles to defray the cost, or even just being flexible and creative about your plans. Could you let the deal dictate when and where you go, as opposed to getting your heart set on a specific place at a specific time that might be pricey?
What are the demographic differences in debt willingness here?
Young adults stand out. Gen Zers and millennials. These are people who really like to travel. They're willing to go beyond their budget a little bit. You know, the pent-up demand from the pandemic continues to roll. That has surprised me. I really thought 2022 was the year of revenge travel. And in many respects, it was. But the surprise was that last year topped it. And then this year, the airlines are talking a big game about travel bookings and robust demand. And, you know, I really would have thought at this point, maybe that pent-up demand was exhausted, or maybe high inflation and high interest rates would have done more to dampen demand. But that's not really the case. I think some of it is pandemic aftermath, and I think some of it is maybe this kind of fundamental change. I mean, even before COVID, we saw millennials in particular willing to splurge on experiences, and it seems like that's still very much the case.
What's the impact of debt here when you take it on for a vacation on your overall financial health?
I think the biggest part of the problem is the cumulative effect, the fact that 44% of credit card holders already have debt, and that average interest rate is north of 20%. And the fact that the average balance is over $6,000, I mean, if you only make minimum payments at that average balance at the average rate, you're already going to be in debt for more than 18 years and pay about $10,000 in interest. Now, that's just minimum payments. Hopefully, we can do better than that. I always suggest those 0% balance transfer cards as a good way to get out of debt relatively quickly at the lowest possible cost. But, you know, I think all of this stacks up. I think also it's worth acknowledging that everybody's day-to-day expenses are higher. So if you're already paying more for rent and groceries and gas and other things, and then travel is just one more on top of it. Again, though, not that you can't have fun, not that you can't do anything, but just come up with a good plan. You know, we still have a little time before summer. You still have the ability to set money aside from every paycheck. You could take stock of your frequent flyer miles and credit card points and hotel points. You actually may have enough for a free trip already. Wouldn't that be a nice surprise?
Man, it sure would. Ted Rossman, thank you so much for the time.
Of course, yeah. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time, baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.